什么叫做恐怖分子？
不是，不是 terrorist， 我是 terrorist，
就是他一来你就跑逃的那种人。
When you come, you run, and that's a terrorist。
你一想就怕得不得了的那种。
When you think about him, you feel horrified. That's a terrorist。
那就是恐怖分子。
That's a terrorist。
那如果我解释了你还不懂，那我对你也感到很恐怖。
If I have trouble can understand, I feel that you're very terrifying。
我们是不是应该让宗教左右自己的人生方向呢？
Must we allow religions to direct our life direction?
世界最好的人
The best man in the world
常常是宗教分子
Many times they are religionist
世界最坏的人
And also the worst people in the world
也可能是宗教分子
Also possibly they are religious followers
这样你不能说呢宗教就是很坏的东西。
So you cannot say that religion is evil.
如果我没有宗教信仰
，If I don't have a religion，
我一定坏透了。
I can be a very worse person.
因为我年轻的时候呢
，Because when I was young，
不太聪明
，I'm not too intelligent，
但一定不笨的
，But not stupid too。
所以我的影响力相当大。
So I have great influences。
我从三四岁讲故事。整个附近的孩子都给我讲到各个静静的听。
When I was three or four, I tell stories. My neighbor's kid would come and listen to me.
我七八岁的时候没有故事讲，他叫我讲，我就自己发明故事给他。
When I was seven or eight, I no story to tell. They ask me invent, I'll invent story and listen to me.
所以呢，我到今天可以不看稿，一连讲几十个钟头的东西。
So until today, without manuscript, I can talk tens of hours.
我不是太聪明的人。
I'm not too intelligent.
但是我绝对绝对不太笨。
Of course, I'm not too stupid too.
所以如果没有基督的生命在我里面
，If there's no life of Christ in me，
谁知道我变成奥沙马第二
？I could be the Osama the second.
所以宗教的影响力是大的。
So the influence of religion is great.
哪一种宗教
？But what kind of religion？
哪一种力量
？What kind of power？
怎样正解你所信的
？How can you interpret your belief？
怎样客观？比较不同的宗教
How can you objectively compare different religions?
怎样吸取中的最好的东西来建立你的人生
How can you absorb the best in religions and build up your life?
这个问题是比的问题更重要的问题
This is a question which is more important than the question
因为你一个人发三四张水我先分一些时间给别人
You ask three or four questions so I only answer one question so that
I have time 我记得刚才讲论中间提到正义公义这两个
And at the beginning I mentioned about righteousness and justice
你认为美国应该不应该战或者应该停
？And Americans they fight in Afghanistan or should cease the war？
所有无辜的人受害都是我们应当同情的。
When the innocent people die, we got to sympathize。
大家说，所有无辜的人受害都是我们应当同情的。出去打仗的人
，those who fight
要。师出有名
They must fight with the purpose and reason
否则战得很厌倦很自恨很没有意义
If not when you fight you feel disgusted with yourself you feel discouraged
出去打仗的人
But those who fight
自己也是应当预备要死的
They must prepare to die
所以当你是站在同情阿富汗的这一部分的时候
When you stand in that position to sympathize with Afghanistan
你就很讨厌美国去打仗
So you hate dislike American going fight
如果你是美国那些士兵的妈妈的话
But if you are the parents of the soldiers of those American soldiers
你也很盼望你的孩子不去打仗
You hope that your children will not go and fight
所以当有两方的存在的时候
So when the existence of two parties
反而我们就偏这方偏那方的时候不是很故意的。
Sometimes we take that with this or that is unjust.
所以刚才我讲一句话。
So just now I say a statement.
当在世界贸易中心
，When in the World Trade Center，
八千个人死的时候
，8,000 died。
印尼、马来西亚没有人示威。
Indonesia, Malaysia, no one demonstrate for that.
当阿富汗有几个人被炸死的时候
，When in Afghanistan a few people were bombed and died，
很多地方就示威了。
Other people demonstrated.
啊，这就是表示人是不义的。
Which man is not just，
对不对啊
？Is right.
啊，如果那一天是世贸中心双塔倒下来，第二天是基隆坡双塔倒下来。
if that day it was the World Trade Center two towers collapses, but the next day is the Twin Tower here the collapse.
很多的言论就不大一样。
A lot of discussion were different.
人的正义感就有所转移。
Men's sense of justice was now changed.
好，现在暂时不再收问题了。
No more question now, please.
Okay, 现在暂时不收
任何问题了。
所以呢，我们要有很客观的事情来看。
So we must view things very objectively.
美国。应当快快停止打仗嘛
？America should they very quickly stop the war？
我是绝对盼望快快停止打仗。
Actually, I hope they stop fast。
但是我也是认为不能不战。
But I also feel that they have to be war。
不是因为我赞成战
，Not because I agree with war。
是因为有一种战是可以止住一些更多的败坏事情发生。
Because there are some war that can cease to stop more evil things。
这叫做公义之战。
Which is a war of justice.
那么公义之战为什么需要呢
？The war of righteousness, why is that they are required?
真正的目的是止住邪恶的更勇敢、更扩散的蔓延。
The true purpose is to stop the expansion of evil.
所以如果要防止更多人死
，So if you want to stop more innocent people from dying,
最好的办法
，The best thing is
就是宾拉登自己说是我负责任，正人君子，敢做敢当。交出来给国际法庭去审判，事情就解决了。
Then Bin Laden will say that I'm wrong, I want to be judged.
但是这个可能性是几乎0.0000。
But this possibility is near to zero.
因为他先假设他是替天行事，这是神的命令，而他做的是绝对对的事情。
Because he first assumed that he's doing something for heaven.
所以你说美国人不爱于阿富汗人去打他们。
So you see, American dislike Afghanistan, they go and have war with them.
另外一个角度，奥巴马不愿意把宾拉登交出来，是他也是不爱阿富汗人，让他们阿富汗一直被美国打。
So the Omar doesn't want to hand out this Bin Laden, and that's why there's war in Afghanistan. That's another way of looking at it.
所以呢，我盼望快快结束。
So I hope the war will cease fast.
越早结束战争越好。
The earlier it ceases, the best is.
怎样结束我不知道。
But how can it cease? I don't know.
这种时刻的时候
，at this special moment,
你才知道人性实在太有限了。
You see that human nature is so finite.
现在美国的困难像大象。
You know, the difficulty with America is that it's like an elephant trying to find a cockroach.
大象笨重的半死。
The elephant is so clumsy.
它又小又跑得快。
But then the cockroach is so, they run around fast.
防不胜防，追不胜追。
But unexpectedly and without your expectation, you know?
所以这是很困难的事情。
Something difficult with them.
我实在不知道还有没有更好的答案。
I don't know whether there's better answer than this.
基督徒对九一一事件应该怀有什么盼望
？To the Christian, what kind of hope they should have with this 911？
九一一事件不是带来盼望的。
The 911 will not bring you hope.
所以应当有什么看法
？But rather, what kind of view you must have？
那刚才讲了一大堆，我想你是耳朵没有聋的人，你听进去了。
I was spoken so much just now, you're not deaf.
九一一事件提醒我们
，911 remind us，
人性邪恶的成分是可怕到一个几乎不可限量的地步。
The evil nature within man is so unthinkable.
如果有一个人对别人很坏啊
，If a person is no good to another one，
你这么坏。
How can you so bad?
你像禽兽一样。
You are like an animal.
哇，你把它骂成畜生，你很高兴。
So you are so happy because it's going like an animal.
因为你说我用这一句话就可以侮辱他了。
Because I can use this statement to insult him, you say.
其实你不是侮辱他，你是侮辱全世界的禽兽。
Actually, you are not insulting him, you are insulting the animals of the whole world.
因为禽兽吃饱就不会再杀第二个人了。
Because when animals are fed, they will not kill another animal.
人可以一死杀几千人而不感到良心受愧。
Man can kill so many people without feeling pricking in the conscience.
所以人怎么可以跟禽兽比
？So how can man be compared to animals?
好的时候，人可以跟天使比。
When men are good, they are like angels.
坏的时候，全世界禽兽加起来都没有我们一个人坏。
When they are bad, even the totality of animal and whole world cannot be compared with us.
人是不是很可怕？心灵的重建
，the reconstruction of spiritual
复兴
，the revival of spiritual
改革
，a revolution
是可能达到的目标。
Is it a purpose that we can achieve?
我相信社会是由个人组成。
I believe that society is formed by individuals.
个人将个人加个人加个人叫做社会。
Individual plus individual plus individual form a society.
所以社会的改造一定要从个人开始。
So this revolution, the renewal of society must begin from an individual.
你的个人太小了。
You say individual is too minute.
从个人开始太慢。
If you start with individual, it's slow.
但是我告诉你
，I tell you,
没有更好的办法。
There's no other better way.
你要讲一个。个体的改变
If a change with a single entity
可以有深刻的经历产生对万人的影响
That will experience it influence thousands
个人对万人的影响的无限可能性
And the infinite possibility of the individual to influence many
是新一代的一种盼望的开始
It is the beginning of the hope of the new generation
今天虽然来了三四千个人
Today even though we have 3,000 or 4,000 here
每一个人不能把自己当作是千万分之一的影响而已
But we cannot deem our influence as only 1 or 4,000
你把一个人自己的感受当作是对全世界当尽的责任那这三四千人回到社会中间的产生的影响就没有人可以这一个限定
If you feel that the individual's influence is a duty to the whole society and that kind of influence and power and effect cannot be ignored
到底奥沙马藏在哪里
Where is Osama hiding?
我如果知道的话
I know
那我就比美国更厉害了
I am much greater than America
他才那藏在哪里呢
Where is he hidden?
藏在石头后面看不见
Hiding behind the stone
对这个呢美国得到的情报
You know, those information coming to the Americans
最重的源头有三个
There are three very important sources
一就是巴基斯坦的情报部
One is from Pakistan
第二就是北方联盟的情报部
And the other is from the United Army of the North
第三就是前苏联的这个那些回教邦国在南方的苏联南方的那些的情报
The third are those southern nations of the former Russia
到两个礼拜以前
Two weeks ago
再加上沙地阿拉伯的一些情报
And then some information coming from Saudi Arabia
到三个礼拜以前
But three weeks ago
我们所知道的是所有得到的情报都是相当落后的情报
And all the information gathered were quite backward
因为什么呢
Why?
因为被找的对方是会走动的
Because the one to be found is moving, mobile
所以你的情报到你的时候它已经动到别地方去了
So when the information comes to your hand it has moved to other places
有一个报道给我很惊奇的
And there was a report I feel astonished
它的反抗苏联的时候
Is it at the time of anti-Russian
阿富汗在地下洞里面所建的那些这个通道
Those tunnels when built by Afghanistan
可能加起来有几百公里
The summation coming to a few hundred kilometers
所以如果这个奥沙马是一条三万公尺长的蛇的话
If Osama is a snake which is about 30,000 kilometers
就很容易处理它了
Then it's easier to deal with him
像你像我这一点这样小一个人
But like this is small
所以在地洞里面好几十公里你很难找到
So this few hundreds of kilometers very difficult to find him
所以奥沙马的孩子说
So Osama San said,
我的父亲藏得好好的。
My father is well hidden.
美国人没有办法找到他。
American cannot find him.
连美国人都没有办法找到他，你还以为我知道
？If American cannot find him, you thought I know.
我是谢谢你过分看重我们。
Thank you. Thank you. That's very so highly.
为什么你以为毛泽东是败类
？Why do you say that Mao Zedong is dead?
毛泽东在世几十年。
毛泽东 he was living for a few decades
对中国民族自尊是大有贡献
To the nationalistic honor of the China people he has a great contribution
对中国历史政治运动是开倒车
But to the political movement of China it goes backward
前不久有一个人从纽约打电话给我
some time ago, a person called me from New York.
他是一个很注意中国政治发展的一个历史学家。
He is a historian that pay attention to the historical development of China.
他说我好辛苦才找到你的电话。
He said that I try so hard to find your number.
我是某某北京大学曾经教过书的人，也是赞成中国面向民主路向的政治。这个思想家
I'm also a professor a political thinker that also agree with the progress of China
他说呢我看了你的 人权、政权、神权。
But when I read your book about this human right, about the government, about the theocracy,
还有你所讲的民主、自由、人权、法治的那两本书。
And also the two book, the other book is about the human right and also human government.
我要说，孙中山把民主意识带到中国，推翻了满清的帝王统治。
I say that Dr. Sun Yat-sen has brought democratic idea and then go against topple the Manchurian government.
中国人民在历史上跨了一大步。
So it's a big giant step of China down in history.
毛泽东把专制从共产主义专制的这种政府带到中国来。
But when this Mao Zedong bring the dictatorial kind of this politics to China,
是把中国的政治在开凿时跑了一大步。
It has a put forward one big step backwards to China.
所以我不得不告诉你。
So I have to tell you,
毛泽东的领袖才是大的不得了。
And the talent as a leader of Mao Zedong is so great.
那毛泽东的破坏力也是大的不得了。
But the destructive power of Mao Zedong also is great.
1961的时候
，In 1961,
这个苏联跟中国闹翻了。
Russia and also this China tore the faces.
所以苏联就宣布中国在多少年里面误杀了多少人。
And Russia announced that China in such a period of time has killed so many people.
中国马上也宣布苏联在几年到几年也误杀了多少人。
And China also announced that Russia in such a year had killed so many people.
所以双方败类的行为才公诸于世。
So all their evil doing has been exposed to the world now.
共产党成立到一九六几年的时候。
And after establishment of communism until 1960 plus,
中国被误杀的3500万人
，those who've been killed about 35 million.
中国历史中间没有一个帝王杀过更多，比这更多。
Throughout the history, there's no single emperor who has killed more people, more Chinese people than him.
那些死的人就静了。
Those who die, they keep quiet.
所以活着的继续歌功颂德。
So those who lie continue to praise him.
那我们不应当把死的人当作不是中国人。
Do not feel that those who are dead are not Chinese.
不应当把歌功颂德的才算的是中国人。
Do not deem that those who are singing praises are Chinese.
我们应当看中国在这些时期中间，
we must see that during this period of time for China,
有多少是好的，是进步的事情？
How many good and progressive things happen?
有多少是坏的，是退步的？
How many even things that bring backward China?
才能公正的面对历史。
Then very rightly you can face history.
你到文化大革命的时候，
When it's about cultural revolution,
你发现另外三千万人被整死。
Another 30 million people has maltreated and killed.
所以共产政权叫做人民政府。
So the communistic regime is the Chinese government.
So people's government.
People's government.
但是从起初就不是人民选出来的。
But from the very beginning, they are not elected by people.
所以人民政府不是人民选出来的。
So people's republic is not elected by people.
马克思的经济理论是所有接受马克思经济的一定经济破产。
The economic theory of Karl Marx bring only by the bankruptcy to those who practice the Karl Marx economic system.
这个我们都要思想。
We got to think of this.
好在邓小平出来悬崖勒马，把这个马克思勒下来。
It was good that this Mao, this Deng Xiaoping has controlled this Marxism,
所以才有一些新的方向。
And because of the direction,
现在21世纪是中国人的世纪。
So the new 21st century belongs to the Chinese.
这个是这个汤恩比英国的历史教授、历史学家讲的话。
This Arnold Toynbee, the UK historian, has said this.
他相当有眼见。
He is quite fascinating.
他21世纪来临的时候
，When the 21st century comes,
中国真的成为世界经济强。
China now become a very strong economic power.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为中国现在的政治头头，他们都实在放弃了毛泽东的错误的思想。
Because the leader of China government today, they truly they renounce those communist theories.
从前是挂羊头卖狗肉。
In the past, they sell different things in the shops.
现在是挂狗头卖羊肉。
But now it's turned the other way.
因为真正你到中国去，
那个 truly when you go to China,
特别那些先进的沿海的大城市，根本不是共产主义社会，是资本主义社会的写照。
You know, those are big cities around the shore, they are not actually true communist practitioners, but also the capitalists.
但是很难把这个 这个面具拿下来。
But it's still difficult to remove the mask.
因为自己放弃自己原有的名字呢，是不好意思。
Because it's difficult for you to keep up your name.
全东方的政治是面子政治。
Because the politics of the Easterner is the politics of faces.
所以心想的和面子摆的是不一样。
So what they think and what they put in the face are different things.
这就是日本为什么不敢认错的原因。
And that's why these Japanese cannot acknowledge that they've done something wrong in World War II.
因为东方文化是面子问题。
Because the culture of the East is the culture of faces.
今天的中国也是这样。
The same thing with China today.
今天中国经济体系的改革跟经济的成就。
The achievement and this revolution of Chinese economic system today
是证明苏格兰的这个 Adam Smith
only but to prove that Scotland's Adam Smith
是比德国的马克思聪明一点点
a little bit more intelligent than the German Karl Marx
就是这个意思
That's the meaning
其实不要限制中国人
Don't confine the Chinese
中国人很勤劳很节俭很勇敢，很奋斗。
Chinese are very industrial and also very thrifty and very courageous.
你不要限制，放松他，他自己会发财的。
Don't confine them, let them go and they become millionaires.
而你把限制把它管压到一个地步，结果中国就曾经变成全世界最穷的国家。
But if you control them, China had been the poorest country in the world.
是不是有没有搞错啊？呆呆搞错
Really wrong with China
所以我告诉你
I tell you
1100年以前
About 1100 years ago
唐朝的时候
At the Tang Dynasty
中国是全世界平均国民收入最大的国家
The per capita income of China is the highest in the whole world
唐朝的最大的特点是什么
What is the greatest characteristic of Tang Dynasty
大方
It's a very open-minded
开放
Opening.
所以呢，你看唐三彩，
所以是唐三彩，
华人、胡人歌载歌载舞。
So you have the Chinese, you have those from the north. They all dance and be happy.
这是文物跟历史做的见证。
And that is the artifact that proves to us our culture, even as a culture.
到了明朝
，when it came to Ming Dynasty,
开始封闭
，it became closed.
封闭到最极端的时候，就是毛泽东的封闭。
When it comes so extreme of closeness, it's like Mao Zedong's closeness.
越封闭就越贫穷。
The more close you are, the more poor you are.
一开放，马上发财。
But when it opens, you make money.
所以邓小平小小的，他的心智不小。
邓小平 is low in the stature, but then the mind is great.
今天不多论他们的事情。
Today we're not start discussing much about that.
我们的题目是九一一。
Because our problem is 911.
回教原教旨主义。
And also the fundamentalism of the Islamic religion.
是不是真正回教的中心思想
Is it truly the core teaching of that religion?
有的人以为呢，回教是一手拿《可兰经》，一手拿剑来推广他们宗教。
Some thought that this Islam is one that holds the Quran one hand and the sword the other.
这个是不公平的。
It's not just.
因为回教在历史上很多的时期不是这样宣教。
Because now the history of the Islamic religion, they don't preach this manner.
我们一定要讲公正话，才是正人君子。
We have to talk about justice.
1453年的时候
，In 1453,
东罗马帝国的首都落在回教的这个统治的权
下。The Eastern Roman Empire has the capital fall into the hand of the Islam.
那个其实不是认为是东罗马帝国，应该说是。拜占庭帝国结束了。
拜占庭。
Byzantium。是1453年的时候 ，Constantinople 就变成了回教的现在称呼的伊斯坦布尔这个城市。
In 1453, the Constantinople now become the Istanbul today.
当奥斯曼帝国建立起来的时候
，When the Ottoman Empire came about，
他没有勉强。欧洲比较弱小的基督教国家一定要变成回教国。
He did not force those weaker Christian nations to become the Islamic nation.
所以我们不能随便批评任何一个宗教。
So we cannot simply critique other religion.
每一个宗教都有它伟大的地方。
Every religion has their greatness.
我们只说呢，许多的宗教里面是没有基督教的救赎的这种信仰。
We only want to say that other religions do not have the kind of salvific belief in as Christians.
The redemptive nature.
Redemptive nature as Christianity.
因为基督教是从人的堕落看 需要被拯救，而基督来拯救人。
Because Christianity talk about man's fallenness in sin and they got to be redeemed.
回教的《可兰经》里面对耶稣是很尊重。
And the Quran, Bible, the Quran also honor and respect much Jesus.
历史上最大的六大圣人之一是耶稣。
Six of the greatest saints in the history, one of them is Jesus.
最大的先知之一是耶稣。
And one of the greatest prophets is Jesus.
而且呢，他们认为有一天呢，世界末日的时候不是穆罕默德再来，是耶稣再来。
So they believe that at the end of the world is not Muhammad that comes back, it's Jesus that comes back.
回教是不是应当跟基督教有一些比较和谐的交往呢？
Must the two religions have a more peaceful kind of relationship?
为什么变成这样紧张冲突的一个局面呢？
Why is that there must be tension between the two?
这有一些的历史事件是我们不可忽视的。
There are some historic roots that we got to, we can't ignore.
当回教把耶路撒冷夺去的时候
，When this the Islam has taken away Jerusalem，
变成基督教界最大的损失。
So it becomes the greatest loss in Christianity。
因为耶路撒冷是基督教认为最重要的圣地。
Because Jerusalem is deemed as the holy place for the Christianity。
当时基督教在欧洲的势力是很大的。
At that time, the power of the this Christianity in Europe is great。
耶路撒冷也是犹太教最重要的圣地。
Jerusalem also is a very important holy place for the Judaism。
当时的犹太人已经人去，这个已经四散在列国中间，根本的人去楼空，没有能力回来增长。
But Jews at that time had dispersed all over the world without any power to come and fight for the city。
所以基督徒呢，就产生一种要夺回耶路撒冷的宗教狂热。
So there's a fanatic kind of action coming from Christianity want to regain the city。
就引起了十字之攻，十字军东征，基督教回教不能不产生紧张的斗争的这个历史场面。
And there come about the crusade and then because of the conflict between the two religions。
所以当基督徒讲 crusade 的时候，回教徒是非常敏感的，产生对这个怨恨。
So it's very sensitive when Christians mention about crusade because there were raw hatreds among the Islam.
这次 Bush 就是因为不小心讲了一句 crusade， 奥巴马就一起抓到那一句，叫全世界的回教都跟他斗。
And that Bush because the uncareful and mentioned that word crusade and because of that the Islamic world go against him.
Tony Blair 就一直出来讲，根本跟回教没有关系，没有关系。
So Tony Blair had to come and shout there's nothing to do with the Islam.
做一些解围的工作。
And to also try to solve the tension.
那回教呢？到了这一个十九世纪的时候
，When it comes to nineteenth century，
是有一场很大的失望。
There was a great disappointment among the Muslims。
当时整个阿拉伯的国家回教的地区都是科技，所以他们的文化变成就相当落后的一群。
Because many of these Arabic nations, also the scientific development is much backward.
那原来在十三世纪的时候，回教的哲学、它的逻辑、它的这个文化是比欧洲当时中古的黑暗更高更优越。
But actually, on the 13th century, the development achievement of the Islamic nation in terms of philosophy and other cultures is much progress compared to the West.
当欧洲产生大学运动的时候
，So when Europe produces the college movement,
no, university
movement,
就是巴黎大学最先创立。
The University of Paris was established first.
有牛津大学、剑桥大学
，and Oxford, Cambridge,
帕杜瓦大学、科罗纳大学、
科罗纳。
以后这个海德堡大学、
海德堡、
普拉哈大学、
普拉哈，
就在一百年中间呢，像以后春巡这个全欧洲就办大学。
So within that 100 years, all the Europe established universities.
那个时候，有一些最重要的教授是阿拉伯人，是回教。
At that time, some of the most important professors are Arabians and Muslims.
其中一个人叫 Averroes.
Averroes was a person.
这个人可以说是把阿拉伯所有的希腊阿里士多德的逻辑学带回欧洲的大工程。
And this Averroes is the one that brought the Aristotelian philosophy back to Arab.
为什么阿里斯托德的哲学会在阿拉伯呢？
Why this Aristotelian teaching coming to Arab?
是因为阿里斯托德一个学生把他带去。
Because it is as a disciple Aristotle brought that.
那个学生是谁呢？
Who is that disciple?
那个学生是亚历山大大帝。
Alexander the Great.
怎么会亚历山大大帝带哲学出去走走呢？
How come Alexander the Great bring philosophy and bring it up?
因为他的父亲曾经叫阿里斯托德不出他的儿子教导皇太子三年的哲学，所以的阿里山大是阿里斯托德的学生。
Because Aristotle has been teaching Alexander the Great by the invitation of his father.
所以这个武功很高的这个将领又是王太子，原来也是一个有哲学教养的一个文人。
So this general who knows how to fight actually is also a philosopher.
所以阿里斯托德的哲学在欧洲被忘记的时候
，So at a time when this Aristotelian philosophy has been forgotten by the West.
把他们翻译成阿拉伯文，整动了整个阿拉伯世界。
By the Arabian word translated into Arabic language and shook the whole world.
当中古世纪奥古斯丁以后，一直到第十一世纪六百年的这个黑暗的社会中间
，During this the medieval age or the dark age after Augustine until this 11th century，
欧洲的基督教是很落后的地方。
And also the Western nation is very backward。
阿拉伯的世界是很文明的地方。
Arab nation is very civilized。
所以当时呢 ，Averroes 到欧洲去的时候
，So at the time when Averroes went to Europe，
是回教对基督教世界有贡献的一个事情。
It was a contribution。Came the Arabic to the Western world.
到了一四五三年的时候
，But when it comes to 1453,
回教就用战功、用武器把基督教最重要的城市把它打垮。
And also the Islamic army used a military power and then control matters. This is city.
十五世纪以后
，After the 15th century,
这个呢紧张的关系是越来越厉害。
That got tension bound.
但是到了十六世纪的时候
，16th century，
好，我再讲一件重要的事。十三世纪结束的时候
，and at the conclusion，
原来刺激欧洲人对学术的研究，原来发现欧洲自己有阿里斯托德的原文著作，是可以查出原来阿拉伯的翻译是错误的。
However, within this, the Bible itself, they had the original writing in Greek of Aristotle teaching and found that the translation from Arab is wrong.
这样是就比阿拉伯更先进的找到原先真正的逻辑跟哲学理论。
So now they found that this logic and true teaching of the Greek philosophy as compared to the Arab.
这就刺激了文艺复兴运动的开始。
So that stimulated the beginning of Renaissance.
文艺复兴是向后看的一个复兴。
Renaissance is looking back to the source.
向后看不够的。
But look back to the source not good enough.
到十六世纪的时候
，So when it comes to 16th century,
改教运动。
Reformation came.
改教运动一发生的时候
，When the Reformation came,
归正神学的这个管家神学论
，Reform theology had this stewardship theology,
就使人做事精明、正确、忠于上帝、真正诚实、真正研究，不可随便。
So these people to really honor what you study diligently.
所以就变成使西方忽然间因为基督教信仰的刺激突飞猛进。完全改头换面的一个新的技术。
So because the nation coming, the whole Western nation changed.
从今以后
，henceforth，
欧洲继续不断的进步，就把阿拉伯回教世界远远抛在后面。
Europe continued to progress and develop, and then Arabic world has been left behind.
到了十七世纪的时候
，when it comes to 17th century，
最精密的仪器、最好的东西都在归正神学的地区。制造出来。
You know the finest, most accurate machine has been manufactured in those reform theological nations.
所以你的 Patek Philippe,
Patek Philippe,
Rolex,
Rolex,
Omega,
Omega,
Audemars Piguet,
Audemars Piguet,
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 这是最好最精密的手表。
All this good for watch,
不是在阿拉伯做的。
Not made in Arab,
是在日内瓦做的。
Geneva,
因为什么呢
？Why?
那是加尔文影响世界的结果。
Because the result John Calvin influenced the Geneva
world. Reform theology's influence.
They're coming from the influence of Reform theology.
这个观点你再比的话
So when you compare this concept to concept,
你就发现印度、阿拉伯、蒙古都没有产生什么伟大的产品。
You see that this India, Mongol, and also Arab have not produced great this manufacturing things.
宗教对人性、对理性、对科技、对研究精神的这个 启发是大的不得了。
So this region has a great inspiring power to develop in science and other areas.
你说日本没有基督教也很进步啊。
You said the Japanese did not have this Christianity, they progress too.
日本的明治维新是比毛泽东更厉害的不得了。
You know this Minzu revolution is a renewal is a more powerful than 毛泽东。
明治维新是大大的开放。
This Minzu revolution opened up the nation.
毛泽东为了保住自己私人的政治的地位，他是大大的封闭。
But 毛泽东 closed the nation because he wanted to be firm of his own position.
是明治英明的统治就把日本跻身于列强之一。
So this Minzu revolution has brought the Japanese out and be outstanding in the world.
和毛泽东那一段的时间，中国是越走越下坡。
And for that period of time, Mao Zedong brought China to decline.
所以回头讲回教。
Now coming back to Islam.
回教到了十九世纪的时候。
When it comes to the 19th century,
许多的地区沦落成了列强的殖民地。
Many of the nation have been colonized.
所以绝望是一波一波来。
So desperation of the desperation come as waves.
而回教有个使命感。
And there's a certain mission with the Islam.
根据回教的言教旨。
According to the fundamentalist teaching.
世界历史结束的时候，耶稣在了全世界。都变成回教。
At the conclusion of the world, when Jesus comes, the whole world will turn Islamic.
所以他们存这个盼望。
So with this hope,
向历史前进。
They want to challenge the history.
到1970年的时候
，coming to 1970,
这个新的盼望产生了。
This new hope emerged.
因为全世界因为汽车工业从汽车文化的缘故，大量需要石油，一定。要从阿拉伯国家输出才能供应。
Because of the culture of mobile industry, the whole world need petroleum, and that's why they come to Arab.
所以这个时候开始，万万亿的美元滚到阿拉伯去。
So millions and millions of dollars pour to Arab.
所以一下子回教就有资格成为最先进的国家，发展各样最先进的科技，各样的设施。
So the Arab nation now develop and have all facility built.
但是呢，我刚才讲的，这个高级的人士得到的利益，平民没有分到多少。
Those gain they come to the higher class people, the grassroots never gain the profit.
合法政府与合法政府的交易没有带来全民的幸福。
The transaction between legal government has not brought profits to the grassroots people.
所以危机就隐藏在其中。
So crisis now built up and are hidden.
阿富汗把这个苏联打出去的时候
，When Afghanistan is forced out the Russian people，
奥萨马是抵抗苏俄帝国主义的民族英雄
，And this Osama is a nationalistic hero that want to drive away the Russian people。
所以美国对这些人是支持的
，So Americans support these people。
当阿富汗跟苏联打仗打完了以后
，When Afghanistan has ended the war against the Russians，
留下是千疮百孔。的贫瘠土地
，and so they left behind all the land with poverty.
战后这个无疑这个维生的这种贫穷的巨石
，and they left with the poverty post war without anything for livelihood.
所以呢，回教徒认为美国人一有事情完了以后，他在中东的地位跟他的利益保存了，他就没有再照顾他们。让他们过很痛苦贫穷的生活。
And then Afghanistan and also the world there was a feel that American has gained their own profit in the Middle East and in Arab country and never take care of the welfare.
回教徒的看法。
So the view of the Muslims.
美国人到阿拉伯来不过是为他的利益，不是为我们的百姓。
For the Americans to come to Arab only for their own benefits, not for their own welfare.
被暗杀的前几任的这个阿拉伯沙地阿拉伯国王 Faisal 讲一句话
and Faisal who has been murdered who is the king of the Arab nation and he said
don't think Americans are our friend
不要以为美国是我的朋友
they come here simply because our oil
他们来因为我们的石油
when our oil finished they will go back again and let us sit on the sand just like before
当我们石油完了之后他们回国我们就在沙漠上好像以前一样
他是讲得很清楚
He was very clear about that.
所以我们看阿拉伯是失望。
So we see the Arab nation is disappointed.
再过四十年以后
，40 years later，
阿拉伯的油会完到连一滴都没有了。
The Arabic petroleum will be depleted, not even a single drop left.
那他们以后怎么样
？What are they going to do in the future？
我告诉你，你的孙子是在博物馆看汽车原来是这个样子。
I tell you, your next generation will only watch automobile in the museum.
所有的这一个的高速公路都变成新设的万里长城。
All these highways will become the new age, Great Wall.
油是可以用完的。
Because petrol is depletable.
那时候如果还有车的话
，If there's still automobile, then
肯定是这个 solar energy car.
Maybe you have the solar energy propagating car.
可能是这一个原子能的汽车。
Maybe the nuclear energy car.
汽油完了以后呢
？After the petrol has been depleted.
唯一最大储藏的地油就是现在美国阿拉斯加。
The only place with a great well of this oil is Alaska in America.
回教国家很难看美国到底对世界有什么贡献。
So this Arabic nation cannot see what kind of contribution America has to the world.
他总认为你就是帝国主义。
They feel that you are imperialist.
所以现在冷战后的时期。
So the post-Cold War.
新的仇恨不在乎中国对美国、苏联对美国，是在乎这个阿拉伯国家对西方。
The new this hatred will not come from how Russia treat China or America, but how the Arabic world to the Western world.
世界最敏感的地带不在北京，不在莫斯科，是在耶路撒冷。
The most sensitive nation in the whole world is not in Beijing or in Moscow, but in Jerusalem.
1862年的时候
，In 1862,
所以维也纳产生了锡安主义。
When this Vienna produces Zionism,
就种下了犹太复国。从这个回教绝对不能和睦的这个果子。
He planted the seed of the forever there's no more peace between this the Jewish nation and the Arab nation.
所以呢，以后的前途一定是以中东为中心的全世界的战事危机。
So the future will now focus also in the war in the Middle East.
宗教力量能使一个人产生同归于尽的心态。
And religious power can produce this suicide concept.
还是宗教产生绝望的感觉。
Or it produces the sense of desperation.
还是没有宗教支持才有绝望的感觉。
Or when there's no religion to support, at the end there will be desperation.
有人，你认为奥斯曼是人性本善的人，还是本恶的人？
You think that Osama is good, originally in human nature, or bad in human nature?
还是只是绝望。
Or only by because it's desperate.
你的意思，有些人善，有些人恶。你问我到底奥斯曼哪一种是吗
？So you will think that some are good, some are bad, and then Osama which category belongs to?
奥斯曼跟你跟我一样坏。
Osama and you as myself is as good as you.
跟你跟我一样好。
And as good as you and I.
是一个母亲生下来好宝贝。
Born by a mother, a good baby.
是一个长大了有所理想。
And grown with the ideology.
他绝对化了，非绝坏。非绝对的东西
，by absolute time something which is absolute
才变成这样
，and because of that he produces time.
所以他是奥沙马
，is Osama？
我是奥达沙马，
奥达沙马，
不要同日而语，每一个人是不一样的
，everyone is different.
OK， 回教、天主教、基督教共同点是什么？
What is the common point between this Islam and Christianity and also Judaism?
一神论
，One God.
我们相信只有一位神。
We believe there's only one God.
一神论的下面
，Under the one God.
回教是独一神论
，And this the Islam has a monotheistic belief.
我们是独一，三一的一神论。
But we are monotheistic, but then three persons.
Triune monotheism.
Final
三位一体的。一神论
，and final monotheism，
这几个宗教连犹太教都接受我们领受神的启示。
And this three religion believe that God revealed us。
不同的地方在哪里
？The difference is，
不同的地方在启示的内容中间有所差别，没有办法解决。
With the content of revelation, there is a difference. They cannot resolve the differences。
两个差别
，two differences。
最大的差别。
The biggest difference.
回教不相信上帝儿子。
The Islam do not believe the Son of God.
基督教相信耶稣基督是神的独生子。
Christianity believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
对基督徒来说
，to the Christians,
所以神与人之间的中保就有可能。
There's a possibility of mediator between God and man.
对回教来说
，to the Muslims,
这是对上帝的侮辱。
This is blasphemy to God.
因为他们绝对不相信上帝。
Absolutely don't believe God has Son.
第二个最大的不同是什么？
The second greatest difference.
回教的可兰经是亚伯拉罕是把以色玛利献给上帝。
And the Quran teaching of these the Muslim is that Abraham offered Ishmael.
基督教的圣经呢是亚伯拉罕把 以撒献给神。
But the Christian Bible teaches that Abraham sacrificed this Isaac.
这是记载在创世纪里面。
This is recorded in Genesis.
那么基督教这个记载是多久了呢？
And how long has been recorded in the Christian Bible?
3500年以前。
3500 years before.
回教的这个记载是多久呢？
And what, how old is that recorded in the?
是摩西写了创世纪以后的这一个呢？2100年以后
，and 2100 years after Moses had written Genesis.
所以基督徒绝对相信我们的圣经是对。
So Christians absolutely believe that our Bible is right.
哦，回教徒绝对相信他的才是对。
But the Muslims absolutely believe that the Quran is right.
而同一件事情
，but same thing
相差2000多年。
But the different part is 2000 years.
基督教接受原来的记载
，the Christian received the original record.
他们接受。穆罕默德领受上帝告诉他的记载。
They also accept the prophet Muhammad's record.
那这第二个不同。
So the second difference
产生了什么大的可怕的事情
？What kind of terrible thing it produced?
因为穆罕默德献的是以色玛利。
Because this Muhammad believed that there's a taking of Ishmael.
以色玛利是所有阿拉伯人的祖先。
And Ishmael is the ancestor of all Arabians.
所以阿伯拉罕献以色玛利的那一块地是第三圣地。
So the place whereby this Abraham offered Ishmael now become a holy land, holy place.
回教的第一圣地是 Mecca.
And that's the third holy place, the first holy place Mecca.
第二圣地是 Medina.
The second Medina.
第三圣地是耶路撒冷。
The third is Jerusalem.
所以他们一定要把耶路撒冷占为回教的占地。
So they have to take this back to Jerusalem.
那么这样十字军东进去为那个。
And crusade is because of that.
犹太人要争回的是那个。
The Jews want to take back that.
所以什么叫做撞
？So it clashes.
What is the definition of clash?
什么叫碰撞呢？
用物理学的原理。
From philosophical physical theory.
两个物体在同样的时间要占领同样的空间，叫做撞。
Two entities at the same time want to occupy the same place, and there's a clash.
那回教徒就在那个地方。为第三圣地建了一个大的回教堂。
And so there's a Muslim had built a big mosque upon that place.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
犹太人要在原来地方建圣殿的，一定要撤下那个回教堂。
So the Jews want to build a temple there, and then they got to demolish that.
所以这个就是呢，巴勒斯坦人跟耶路撒冷的犹太人没有办法解决的问题。
So forever is an unresolvable problem within the Palestinian and also the Jews.
这个世界最难的问题是这个问题。
And that's the most difficult problem in the whole world.
所以 Clinton 把这两方面带来和谈，真正的动机是他可以拿到诺贝尔奖金。
Clinton bring the two together to talk peace because they want to have the Nobel Prize of Peace.
啊，以后怎么谈也很难活的。
And because however peace conference you have, you cannot have a peace there.
所以我相信这个不是小问题。
I believe this is not a small problem.
就大到一个可以变成世界大战。
So believe that it can cause a world war.
因为基督教有差不多20亿的信徒。
Because the Christian have about 2 billion Christians.
回教有差不多12亿的信徒。
And as for the Muslim, they have about 1.2 billion.
而犹太教虽然人数很少，是全世界头壳最硬的宗教。
And as for the Jews, even though the population is small, but their heart is very head, very intelligent.
So 这个是不好玩的。
So this is not something which is easy.
那我想我就搭到这个地方好不好
？So I will stop my answering here.
好不好？那这样看来呢
？Then we see,
你们。有一点良心
you have some conscience with you.
因为人是有限制的
Because man is finite.
人是会累的
Man will get tired.
那我搭到这个地方
So I stop answering you.
我想你们还有很多好的问题
I believe that you have many good questions.
但是我盼望在我刚才讲的中间呢已经隐隐约约给你一些答案就是
I hope that what I have spoken just now have given some answer here.
再勉强下去
If I were to force you again.
有两个结果
Two results.
你听得全部乱七八糟
You will be mad.
连刚才所听的忘记
And what we heard you forget.
第二
The second.
你在这里睡觉人家把你抬回家很辛苦
You will sleep here. People.
好我们就到这里结束好不好我们大家做一个祷告
So we want to pray.
我们站起来
You are right.
你离不